So let's do the quiz with you two. Do you believe God? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Why? Good. Anybody else? My daughter's answer was she comes to church. If you reflect your life a little bit about that question, you may find that your answers somewhat have been changing. And if it hasn't been, you have a big problem. Either your mind did not grow at all, or you're stuck with one version of truth that may have been outdated. Why am I saying this? Because it has been noted by not just religion, but all scholars, spiritual list, or people who cultivate spiritualism. People change. It's not just a change as like I change my appetite and taste. Our body changes. We grow. Well, whichever you prefer, aging, older, or mature. But we change. Our body changes. Things that we used to eat when we're younger, sometimes we can't eat that anymore, or at least not that much. But also our mind, mentality changes. And even if you don't believe in any religion, it's true. Your mentality changes. And interesting difference now here is that your body changes with or without your permission. It'll dictate you. Your body will change and tell you, hey, you have to adjust with me now. Period. Your mind, the change may happen to you, or you can control the change. So the wise man, the ancient religion, the Bible, the scripture, it exists in a way to advise us the simple truth that our mind changes. And would you like to have control over change of your mind or not? That's another practical question. So going back to these numbers, the story just listened. It's a long story. And I could have chosen just 2-3 verses, but sometimes it's good to hear the whole thing. Actually, I wanted to have 3 chapters, but that's too much. You all know the story about these people. Now, you know, they escaped Egypt with this mighty power miracle of parting the ocean or sea. And then they came to the Mount Sinai and they see the presence of God. Moses went up there and they kind of worship, made the golden calf and came back, and they had a huge trouble. But they received the commandment from God, and now they are marching to the promised land. And when they're at the entrance of the land, what do? You learned it from your Sunday school a long time ago, right? They sent spies. How many? 12 spies. So how many says good news? 2. The Joshua and Caleb. So your memory is kind of it's back in there somewhere, right? It's okay. So 10 says it's impossible to enter and get this land. These people are so strong, the walls are fortified, no way. And then 2 said, yes, we can do it. And of course, which side the people listened? The majority, right? Majority rules. So what happened? So that's the reaction. That's now people saying to Moses, did you bring us out here to kill us? Did you bring us here to make our children and wives booty to other people? Let's just go back to Egypt. Does that even make sense? I mean, if you're just listening to this storyline, okay, let's say they throw away Moses, they throw away God, and they set their captain, they went back to Egypt. So Pharaoh welcomes them with open arm and saying, welcome back home, we'll give you land and a house. You know, that's not going to happen. So what is it then, this whole story? If you are going to debate about the actual historical facts, it most likely did not happen the way it is written in the Bible. It's more of a spiritual reflection that captures the description of the story that carries out the message that's more important than the factual reality here. So, then what is it? In a way, it shows that, you know, I meet a lot of couples and I talk to them. I think I officiated about some around 300 weddings, a little more, a little less. And I met 300 couples and I talk with them about. So what is the biggest problem in our relationship? I mean, we all have different things, but one of the biggest problems is actually the gap of expectations. So there is, whenever there is something, a relationship, going to the company, having a friend, going to watch a movie, whatever you do, there is expectation. Can you do anything without having any expectation at all? You can. You be a true Taoist, then you live a life without expectation. And that's the principle about it, actually, not to have any expectation. That's insanely hard. Why? Whenever you are off to do something, your mind, your brain, that is almost seasoned and custom-made by these influences in the society you live, automatically gives you these information and data that you calculate. So you go to a movie, there's expectation. Why? Then there's a disappointment. Or there's satisfaction. You go to a restaurant, there's expectation. So in a way, our life, in a very simple way, is about having an expectation and how to deal with the downfalls. Because when it's fulfilled, that's good. But simply because you had a fulfilling moment today, does that make you immune to tomorrow's disappointment? Not really. Somehow, human mind doesn't work that way. So another observation that we can agree on is that somehow positive experience, such a strong positive experience, lasts shorter in our mind than negative experience. Because if you have a big disappointment today, I can guarantee the shadow of it will last a few days, a few weeks, or sometimes a few months. And why? This is why. When that happens, somehow we become somewhat captured with this emotional burst that is shown in this very story. Let's go back to Egypt. Forget about Moses. Forget about God. Let's go back to Egypt. You know, like, it's kind of almost childish in a way. I see that in you know, my children sometimes. But then I remember, that's what I did too. It's like this. Like, you ask, like, Mommy, can I have a spoon of that, you know, that soup? And Mommy says, gotta wait like 5 minutes. Fine, forget about it. I don't want it. I mean, have you ever done that when you're a child? Like, you want it, and only thing you needed to do is, like, wait 5 minutes. Or, I don't know, 20 minutes. Or, like, there are some things to eat and saying, Mommy, can I have this? Is it mine? Yes, but you have to share with your brother. Fine, let him have it. you know, this kind of very irrational, almost illogical, non-practical kind of reaction that we get out of. That's kind of from the disappointment of that expectation, which I created. So people had expectation, people of Israel. They thought maybe God will send the army and just clear out all the people in the land, and they just walk in and settle in, live happily ever after. Sounds nice. What the Bible, the story of the Bible is very rough and cruel, actually. This one also is not that nice, actually. If you really see it on both sides, what kind of God is it just ordering his people to enter and attack these other people and get their land? I mean, what did they do? Right? So, again, story is not about that. It is not about those things. Somehow, people develop I develop my own expectations based on, most of the time, based on what I want or what I wish to get. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. From my company, from my country, from your church, from the food you're about to eat, from your husband, wife, your children, your grandma. It doesn't even matter what it is. But we have that. And then problem happens when our expectations are higher than the reality. And truth is, we can't change the reality. Like, you know, I counseled a few couples in the struggling marriage. And you know what's the most famous line that I hear is? You know, I wish if he can change like one thing this way, I'll be fine. You know what he says? Exactly the same thing. If she can change one thing, that thing, then I'll be fine. That doesn't work. So that's how it comes with the relationship with God. So I ask you again, do you believe God? Your answer is yes. You need to ask why. Because in that why, you may have expectation. What expectations do you have from your God? Are they real? Do you want the free pass? Or do you want this wish granter, wish master, that you say magic word, God will give to you. God in the Bible never does that. Somehow never does that. There is always ways to get it, but you have to work hard to get it. There's a part that God is willing to do, and there's a part that we have to do. So people rebelled. And this rebellion has no sense. And if you read the story itself, I mean, I wish I can talk with you 2 hours about this story, but I will kind of, you know, wrap it up. But just one thing to mention. Also, in this story, God is not that mature if you really read it closely. Did you hear that part? God saying, like, I'm going to just smite them all and get rid of them. And I'm going to make a big nation out of you. I can do it. Like, that also sounds very childish, doesn't it? And then Moses said, you know, God, you're merciful God, you're gracious God, you're God of everlasting love. Oh, yeah, I am. Okay, I love them. I mean, is that really what God was doing? Or is that how people perceive? You know, think about it, really. I see that a lot, actually, in my relationship with my children. The way they perceive me, what dad is, and how much dad loves them, is totally based on where they are. You know? It's not like how much I give. It somehow, it's like, you know, sometimes I see that like, yeah, it's okay, though. It's okay. And I have to play that game too sometimes, you know. I have to show that I'm mad because Joanne didn't kiss me. Or I'm mad because Roy didn't say thank you. Did you play that game too, parents? Right? So a lot of times you have to show those. It's not really fake, but you have to show that. Okay, if you do that, I'll take it away. Or like, all right, that's if that's the thing, then I'm not going to give you anything for the whole week. That's that game. So, two things that I've been emphasizing today's sharing. One is seeking, finding, relating, believing God. It is a hard thing, but you need to find your own God in your own experience. In a way, that's what the Bible is about. But in the Bible, God is never saying that, I am the God of Abraham, you just believe it. If you read it carefully, God's always saying that, I am the God who just did that for you. Or I spoke to you yesterday. God somehow comes within the life and make it real, experiential, perceivable. And then use that as an anchor and communicate to the people. In your life, I'm pretty sure you had many of those moments. And two, expectations. Be careful with your expectations. First, we need to know our expectations. Second, we need to know how much of it is really realistic. And it's a very hard thing to do. And if I may add third, don't believe that there's a magic key. You just somehow have to find it. Because there is a magic key in a way. Let's say it that way. But you have to make it. It's not something that you find it. It's hidden someplace over there. And you just go and find it. Versus magic key, you have to make it. How do you make it? You have to have the gold ore and the melted and you know, you have to go through the whole process. So, may God bless you in your, again, seeking, finding, living with your God. In your name and in God's name. Amen.